Nausea, you show me, corresponding to nausea bavli, daf samarvov. We begin your show me on daf memvov and base, and the Mishnah at halacha hey. Makis chaviroi bamdu lamisa, hekame mashahoya, or achmikam hechbid, or meis chayev. If Reuven hit Shimon and they assessed that Shimon would die, and he improved, and after it got worse and died, then Reuven is liable for murder. Nechem exempts him because they were glam ladova, and he didn't die due to the blow because he'd improved. The Gemara says, "Kinim masnisa v'nechem yepoite v'chacham mechayvim shoglam ladova." The Gemara just corrects it and says, "Our Mishnah should say v'nechem exempts and the chacham obligate because they were glam ladova because they initially assessed that Shimon would die." Rabban Amin shnei oimdim rabim al oimed echad v'nechem yoimed. Oimed ha'imsoi, rabba al shnehem. Rabban hold that two assessments means the first, and now we say that he died, outweigh one assessment. Nehemia holds that the middle assessment outweighs both of them. My claim to Nehemia, Yokum v'salich b'chutz al mishantoi v'nakeh ha'makeh, v'chilas al daitcha, she'ize mahalich b'shuk v'alei nereg al yadav, el afilu meis machmas amadur v'shoina pata. What's the source for whom Nehemiah's din? He learns from the Pasuk in Shmais Pek Chafalas, Pasuk Yutes. If he gets up and walks about outside on his support, the assailant should be cleared. We think that the victim walks in the market and this one who struck him is killed. Other, even if he died according to the first assessment, I mean, if he improved and later died, the murder is exempt. What's the reasoning of the Rabbanon? They learn from the phrase in the previous pasuk, and he doesn't die, but he's confined to his bed. Then we know that if he did not die, he was bedridden. Why does the Torah need to teach? Why both? Rather, this is when they did not evaluate him for death. They didn't evaluate him for death. Would it say about this that if he gets up and walks about outside on his support and the assailant should be cleared, which implies that if he did not recover, then the assailant is liable. Rather, they evaluated him for death. Well, if they evaluate him for death, would it say that he shall give only payment for his lack of work, and he shall provide for his cure? Well, there's no estimation for money. Rehillah, quoting Rosh Lakish, answered the Torah with mechadesh that he pays. Ve'abo b'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina amad shel toros haya. Ve'abo, quoting Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, said that his answer is that the evaluation was mistaken. What's the difference between these two answers? First answer to that is if he improved from how he was and after it got worse and died. One says that it's a chiddush of the pasuk that if he improved, he pays. If he paid, when he doesn't get back his money when the victim died, it's not clear according to the opinion that the evaluation was mistaken. The second answer is if he did not pay, must he pay? According to the opinion that the evaluation was mistaken, if he didn't pay, we don't tell him to pay, because now we say that the first evaluation was correct. According to the opinion that it's a chiddush, it's not clear. Nothan ma'ashiyatol. The Gemara asks if he paid after he recovered and after he died, does he take back what he paid from the heirs? Masisa Masai Ladein, Masisa Masai Ladein. The Bais supports this opinion, the Bais supports that opinion. Asnisa Messiah of Yosi ben Chanina, Amdu, Lemisa, Bechaya, Meimasai, Noisnim, Loi, I should say, Moinim Loi, Bechule, Mishaw, Shoina. We have support of Yosi ben Chanina from a Baisa. If they estimated that he will die and he lived, then when do we count to him say that he cannot work whilst ill to calculate the Sheves, the payments for lack of work? It is from the beginning when he hit him. If you say now, Hada Amma, Oimed, Shaltao Saisa Vein, Intema, Chidush, Mikrahu, And the Gemara infers that the evaluation was mistaken. If you say that it's a chiddush of the pasuk, you should pay shevis from when he recovered. There was support for Rish Lakish from another baisa. They estimated that he will live and he died. From when do we count for him to stop giving him the share of the payment for a lack of work? From when he got sicker and we expected him to die. However, before that, he gives. It's a chiddush of the pasuk that he pays. If you say that the evaluation was mistaken, also before he worsened, he should not pay because it's revealed retroactively that the evaluation was mistaken. At the beginning, he was destined to die from the blow. In Makatea, he chayahu maushi yuten tamei hayad. If he hit him on his hand and it swelled, and the doctor said that if he cuts off his hand, he'll live, but he pay the value of his hand. Yishirin ador, chayinotsu b'chayu ivun, aloi he mitzas, matzas, he mariva. He mariva, he matzas. Matam b'lema b'chayinotsu b'chayu ivun. The Gemara answers using the following. We learn from the following braisa. In Shmois Perek Chof Aleph Pasuk Chof Beis, it says Ki Yenatsu, and it says Ki Yivun. Matzos is the same as Meriva, both refer to fighting, and Meriva is the same as Matzos. Why does the Torah say Ki Yenatsu and Ki Yivun? Both Sukkim teach that if the victim died, he doesn't pay. Ela Litain Esa Miskavin Al Sheina Miskavin Es Sheina Miskavin Al Miskavin. Rather, it gives the law of Ki Yivun, means one who intends to Ki Yenatsu, which is one who does not intend to kill the victim by someone else, and the law of one who does not intend to one who intends. If one who does not intend is liable, and also one who intends. Why does this need to be taught? The Gemara answers, rather, he hit him on his hand and it swelled, and the doctor said if he cuts off his hand, he'll live, because he paid the value of his hand. Just like you say there, the Torah was mechadish that he pays the value of the fetus, so the Torah, it was mechadish that he pays the value of the hand. We come to halacha involves, nazir haya shmul kadivei Rebbe Nurai, which says that shmul was a nazir. This is according to the words of Rebbe Nurai. It says about him, Umoa means a tar, a razor will not pass over his head. It says Moira about Shimshoin and Moira about Shmuel. It's like Moira about Shimshoin refers to Nazirus, so too Moira about Shmuel. Rav Yossi says, well, Moira refers to Moira, fear of people, means Shmuel will not fear anyone. Amalai, Ibn Urai, Balei Kvar Nema, Vayeme Shmuel, Eich El, Eilech, Vashamet Shol, Algeni, Kvar Haya, Alav, Moira, Shal Basar Adam. Ibn Urai object and said, Shmuel said, how can I go if Shol will hear and kill me, and this shows that he did fear people. The Gemara says, Amru, Vyana, Iksiv, Cholahoyim, Asher, Be'made, Ya'adrun, Lo Tavoy, Shama, Yuf Shamir, Vishis Mahadain Shisir Lemidachel Ella Min Palzilla after Dain Sara Lemidachel Ella Minadain Palzilla Shisir. The Gemara says from Rabbi Yanai, it says in the Pasuk in the Shai Perek Zayin, the Pasuk of Hay, and all the mountains that will be dug with a spade, the fear of worms and thorns shall not come there. We learn from there, just like thorns fear only the iron means the sickle, so hairs. Fear only the eye means the razor, which is supportive of Nerai, that Moira refers to a razor. Had Nalach, Perk, Ha'akum, Elem, Nazirus, Uslikala, Mesechez Nazir, Barach Meshmaya.